The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it is officially wild card weekend. One of the greatest beginning of playoff sports ever. I love playoff football. It's always great. It's always fantastic to watch, even when my team's not in it, which, of course, the Cowboys are not in it. But it's all good. But with that being said, since it's the beginning of the postseason, that means we had a whole bunch of fired coaches this weekend. We had no shortage of fired coaches. Well, to begin, we had already had openings with the Tennessee Titans and the New York Giants. Those are two teams that fired their coaches midseason. So those are two positions that are already open and need to be filled. So let's begin, and we're just going to go right in order on who got fired at what time. So the Atlanta Falcons fired Raheem Morris. The Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. The Arizona Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon. The Las Vegas Raiders fired Pete Carroll. The Baltimore Ravens fired John Harbaugh. And the Miami Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel. These are the ones that have so far been fired. Don't be shocked if, because there are a couple of playoff teams where I kind of feel like if they're like a one-and-done playoff team, don't be shocked if we potentially see a couple more coaches get fired, but it kind of feels like this is it. So we've got, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 8 coaching positions now open. So we'll see what happens there, but a hard reset on quite a few teams here. But that's usually what the first week of after the regular season is complete. This is what always happens. It's always clean house time and get ready for the next hires. But we've got 8 coaching positions open, and that's just the way it is. So let's get into Wild Card Weekend, the teams that are still in it. Actually, let's cover my head-to-head matchup with the homie Simon Ruvakaba. He finally, after 5 years, he got his ass beat 4 years straight. Finally, year number 5, he is able to break his losing streak and finally beat me in our head-to-head matchup. He had 171 wins and 100 losses, and I had 169 wins and 102 losses, so I lost by 2 games. But congratulations to Simon, because, we've done this for 5 years, and he has gotten his ass beat 4 years straight, and finally he's able to take this one. We are playing through the playoffs, but that's more just because. I've officially crowned him the champion because, he's got to get a win at some point. So he is officially the champion for our 2025 head-to-head matchup. So let's get into the wild card matchup. The bye weeks go to the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Those are the number 1 overall seeds. So neither of those teams will be playing this week. They'll just be sitting pretty, waiting for their opponents for next week. So let's get started with Wild Card Weekend and what we've got going on, beginning with game number 1 on Saturday. We have the Los Angeles Rams at the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Rams are a 10.5-point favorite. When these guys faced off against each other in the regular season, the Carolina Panthers took it to the Rams. As a matter of fact, this was Matthew Stafford's probably worst game in quite some time. Not just this season, but quite some time. It was the most interceptions he's thrown, I believe, as a Los Angeles Ram. So the Carolina Panthers defense really had his number in their last matchup. But I expect it to be different this time around. I think the Rams are just ready to go. They're solid on the offensive side of the ball. You've got Matthew Stafford, who's playing at an MVP level. You've got Devontae Adams, who they're getting back. He missed the last, month of football due to injury, and I think that's fine because you just need him to be healthy and ready to go for this playoff run. You got Puka Nacua having an amazing season. You've got Kyren Williams having a good year. And the defense is actually what I think is, kind of what's been carrying them. Their offense is obviously what's really been carrying them. But the defense, you can't overlook this defense. And I just kind of feel like this defense is going to take out a lot of aggression on this really mediocre Carolina Panthers team. The Panthers backed their way into the playoffs. They really don't even deserve to be here. They lost the last game against the Buccaneers last week to try and get into the playoffs, but they just magically got in because the Falcons got they got a win and were able to just let the Panthers back their way in. But the Panthers have just not been good on offense. They've been great on defense. It's just the offense, and I just don't think the offense is gonna. I just don't think the Panthers are going to look good in this one at all. And I feel like the Rams are going to completely dominate and completely roll in this one 28-10. Then the second matchup we have on Saturday is the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Right now the Packers are a one-point favorite, which I found really shocking because the Chicago Bears have just been playing really solid football all season long. They look good on the offensive side of the ball. They're playing spectacular on defense, and special teams is nothing to fuck with either. Whereas the Packers, they've really not found an identity. Jordan Love, he's been battling through the concussion symptoms over the last couple of weeks, so we'll see what we get from him in this one. But the injuries have been a huge deal for the Packers, and, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But the offense really has not been, they just haven't looked good over the last couple of weeks. And I don't know if it's because of Jordan Love being out or what, but it's just, I really don't trust this Packers team. Whereas the Bears, they're riding high. And I think the Bears are playing solid football. I think they're ready for this one. And I also think, you know, I'm leaning towards Chicago because I think their special teams is better. And I think their defense is better. And I think that's what's going to matter in this matchup. I think it's going to be a battle. I think this is going to be a typical divisional Packers-Bears battle where I think it's just going to be all defense. I wouldn't be shocked if either one or both of these defenses make some big plays, something like a pick six or some big plays on defense. But I also think it's going to come down to special teams. And I just trust Chicago more in this role. I think they're more ready for this, whereas the Packers, I just don't know what I'm going to get from them in any given game. So I've got the Bears winning a close one, 21-20. Then on Sunday, the first game we have is the Buffalo Bills at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Bills are a one-point favorite, and to me, I don't know what we're getting from the Bills. They're pretty good on the offensive side of the ball, especially when you're talking about Josh Allen and Cook. But beyond those two, what the fuck do they have going on? And then the defense is pretty solid, but if the offense can't get it going, you can't really rely on this defense. Whereas the Jaguars, the Jaguars have been playing really solid football for the last 2 months. Their defense has been great all season long, and the offense has finally found an identity over the last couple of months. Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football of his career. They finally have a ground attack. The receivers are not dropping balls, whereas the Bills, I just don't know what we're getting from them in any given game. And I just kind of feel like this is a game that I feel like a lot of people are leaning towards the Bills because I feel like everybody feels like it's the Bills' season to win it all, but I actually am not. I'm leaning towards the Jaguars because they're playing better football, more consistent football. They're more reliable in this situation. They're at home, and I kind of feel like their defense is going to take care of business in this one. I do think it's going to be a close matchup, but I think the Jaguars' defense is really going to take care of business. I wouldn't be shocked if they make a couple of big plays towards the end of the game or make a big play where they set their offense up in good field position or potentially get a pick six or something of that nature. And I just feel like the Bills, I cannot trust them. There hasn't been really one game where I've looked at the Bills and like, man, they look really good this season. That has not been the case, whereas the Jaguars have been way more consistent. I think they are way more ready for this game, and I have the Jaguars winning a close one, 27-20. Then we have the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite. The Niners, to me, have been one of the best mediocre teams of the season. They've battled through all the injuries, which has been a huge problem for them this year, but even so, they're still getting the wins. But even though they're getting the wins, they really don't excel or shine in any way, shape, or form. Even though Brock Purdy having a solid year when he's playing, actually having a solid month. He's been pretty good this last month. And then Christian McCaffrey, good for him. He's actually been able to make it through an entire season without getting injured, and he's really been their driving force. But other than those two, I mean, the defense, I think, is going to have a real issue with the Eagles. Even though the Eagles' offense is not flying high, and, you know, Saquon Barkley has really not been the Saquon Barkley that we're known to see. He's had a pretty good couple of games heading into the playoffs. So I kind of feel like, you know, the Niners are terrible against the run. And I kind of feel like this is going to be a Saquon Barkley-led game. I think their defense is going to take care of business. I mean, the Eagles' defense, out of all the defenses left in the playoffs, they're probably the best. Probably the most reliable, especially because they have a champion. They are the defending champions. So you really can't put anything past the Eagles. They know how to win in the playoffs. So does Jalen Hurts. He always clamps it down during the postseason. And I just feel like this is going to be a great game for the Eagles defense. I think their ground attack, I think this is actually going to be a Saquon Barkley-led game. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to do just enough to get the win in this one. I've got the Eagles winning 20-14. Then our Sunday night football matchup is the Los Angeles Chargers at the New England Patriots. Right now the Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite. To me, the Chargers, I have no idea what we're getting from this team. Offensively, they are very, very bad. They're not good at all. They're not explosive. They don't really have any number one guys for Justin Herbert to pass to. Their ground attack is suspect at best. And their defense is pretty good, but I don't know if their defense is going to be able to keep up in this one. They might be able to keep up in the first half, and I kind of feel like this is going to be one of those games where it's close in the first half, but then New England runs away with it in the second half. I just look at New England. I don't think New England's the best team in the playoffs, especially on the AFC side of things here, but I think they're much better than the Chargers. They play much better football, much more consistent football. I think they're more ready for this game, and I just kind of see this one as being all New England all night, and I've got New England winning big 30-17. And then the last playoff matchup is actually going to be a Monday night football matchup. The Monday night football matchup is going to be the Houston Texans at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, the Texans are a 3-point favorite. The Texans' defense is great. It's just their offense. You have no idea what we're going to get from them. And then it's the same thing with the Steelers. Steelers' defense, really good. But offensively, what are we going to get from them? Mostly because their offensive line really tends to fail Aaron Rodgers in the big moments. And then also, his receivers tend to be dropping passes in the big moments as well. They do get DK Metcalf back, which I think is going to be huge in this game. But to me, I feel like this matchup is set up to be a low-scoring game because I think both of these defenses are going to clamp it down. I wouldn't be shocked if we have like 4 or 5 turnovers both ways, meaning like maybe 2 turnovers on the Houston side, 3 turnovers on the Steelers side, something similar to that. I just feel like it's going to be a very turnover-led game. I feel like it's going to be all defense. And then I think the Steelers are going to make the big plays in the end. I just don't think the Texans' offense even really knows what they're doing. I don't think they're ready for this one. Their defense definitely is, but I think on the Steelers' offensive side of the ball, you've got Aaron Rodgers, who already has a Super Bowl ring, who's been in the playoffs many times before. He knows what he's doing in this position. And like I said, they get DK Metcalf back, so they definitely are going to need him in the big moments. And then, of course, I feel like their kicker is more reliable. And I think the Steelers are the more reliable team in this matchup. And I've got the Steelers winning a close, ugly game, 17-14. All right, so let's get in to my postseason predictions for the NFL all the way leading up to Super Bowl 60. Yes, Super Bowl 60. I can't even believe we're saying that. Super Bowl 60. It's just nuts to think we are already at Super Bowl 60. Like, what the fuck? But here we are. So let me go ahead and make all my predictions all the way leading up to who I think is going to be the Super Bowl champion. Now, before we get into this, this was a very difficult champion to pick because you can make an argument for and against every single team that made the playoffs this year. There's so many weird teams that made it. There's so many weird things that happened leading up to it. And I just wouldn't be shocked if we end up with somebody like the Jaguars winning it all. Like, how crazy would that be? But this is definitely the season for a rando team to just run in there and be the champion. So let's see who I end up with in the end. So let's start off with the wild card round. I already just made my predictions. Like I said, the bye weeks went to Denver and Seattle. So on the AFC side over here, like I said, Denver has the bye week. So my matchups are Buffalo versus Jacksonville. I have Jacksonville winning that matchup. The Chargers versus New England. I have New England winning that matchup. And then the Houston Texans versus the Steelers. I have the Steelers winning that matchup. Then on the NFC side of things, the Seattle Seahawks have the bye week. Then we have the Los Angeles Rams versus the Carolina Panthers. I have the Rams winning that matchup. Then we have the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. I have the Bears winning that matchup. Then we have the San Francisco 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and I have the Eagles winning that matchup. Then moving on to the divisional round matchups that I have set up here, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Denver Broncos and the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the New England Patriots. In the first matchup, the Steelers versus the Broncos, I just think this is where the Steelers season comes to an end, simply because they're not playing that great on the offensive side of the ball. As a matter of fact, I feel like this game is going to mimic how I feel the Monday Night Football matchup is going to be. I feel like it's going to be all defense because Denver has the top defense in the league. They lead the league in sacks. They really are great at getting at the quarterback, turnovers. They are just great. And I just kind of feel like their defense is going to take care of business and their offense is going to do just enough to get the win over the Steelers in that matchup. Then my second AFC divisional matchup is the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the New England Patriots. And I just don't really believe in New England. New England, to me, is that team that got here because they played a bunch of tomato cans all season. And while they looked good against the tomato cans, I think the Jaguars are going to be too much. I actually think the Jaguars are a legit team this year. Their defense is great. Their offense has really turned it on these last couple of months, has finally found an identity, and they found a way to win in the clutch situations. And I think that's what they're going to do in this one. I mean, most people are probably going to lean towards New England because they have to go to New England in that one. But I'm leaning towards Jacksonville because I actually believe in the Jaguars in this playoff run. Then my NFC divisional matchups, I have the Los Angeles Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks. This will be the third time that the teams will face off against each other in the season. And this time around, I think the Rams will get the win. I trust the Rams more than I trust the Seahawks. The Seahawks defense is fan-fucking-tastic. It's just, what the hell are we getting from this offense? Sometimes you get this offense that just blows you out of the water with five touchdowns, and then you get this offense that where Sam Darnold is throwing three interceptions. You just never know what you're going to get, and I feel like that's what's going to be, what it's going to be in this matchup, whereas the Rams, I feel like they're more ready for this situation. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that both Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay have Super Bowl rings. And when your coach and your quarterback know how to win in the postseason, it's hard for me to pick against you. And so that's why I'm going with the Rams in this matchup, because I don't necessarily fully believe in the Seattle Seahawks as a championship-level team. Then my second NFC divisional matchup is the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Chicago Bears. And this is where I just think the Eagles' experience is going to come into play. I think the Bears have had a fantastic year, but I think it's going to be that thing where they're going to run into a wall eventually, and that's what's going to happen in this one. While the Bears have had a fantastic year, the Eagles are the defending champs. The Eagles know how to win. They know how to win in the postseason. They've been to the Super Bowl. This team has been to the Super Bowl twice, and they've won once and lost once. So it's not like they don't know how to win in the postseason. Jalen Hurts is clutch as fuck. He's clutch just in general, but he's clutch in the postseason, and I'm not going to overlook that dude in the postseason, though. Everybody wants to write him off for some reason this year. Then you look at A.J. Brown, one of the top receivers in the league. I trust him more than anybody on the Chicago Bears. And then Saquon Barkley, like I said, even though he's not having a fantastic year that he had last year, so what? He's still a great running back. And then this defense. This defense ain't nothing to fuck with. This defense is so damn good. This defense is so good that they could actually win the Super Bowl for them. That's how I feel about this defense. And I think it's just the buck stops here for the Bears. And I think they run into a wall. And I've got the Eagles moving on in that matchup. So my AFC Conference Championship matchup I have is the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Denver Broncos. So this matchup was hard for me because the Jaguars, the reason why I can't pick them is because it's hard to see this first-year team, because they technically are a first-year team with this coach, with this system and everything, to go to a Super Bowl. It just doesn't happen that way. Whereas the Broncos, Sean Payton's been to a Super Bowl, and this is his second or third year? I think it's his third year as the Broncos coach, so it's about time that that they you know, put it together and make a nice playoff run. But their defense is so damn good. And I know a lot of people overlook this during the regular season, but this rings true in championships. Defense wins championships. You have to have at least a halfway decent defense to win a championship. You can just look at all the Super Bowl winners, 1 through 59, guarantee you look at all of them, they have a top 10 defense. I obviously haven't looked at any of them recently, but I bet you if you look at them, either all of them or the majority of them have a top 10 defense. So you got to win with a damn good defense. Both of these teams have damn good defenses. I'm leaning towards the Broncos, though, simply because of their defense. Their offense has a lot of holes. Their offense has a lot of issues. But I trust them a bit more in this situation. Plus, the Jaguars, if it works out this way, they're going to have to go to New England 1 week, and then they got to go to Denver the following week. Two really cold places consecutively. I think that's going to be difficult for them. So I've got the Denver Broncos moving on to the Super Bowl in that matchup. Then my NFC Conference Championship matchup is the Los Angeles Rams versus the Philadelphia Eagles. These are the two teams that I trust the most in the NFC because they have the most experience. They've both won championships recently. They both have solid quarterbacks. They both have solid coaching staff. They both have offenses that are capable of scoring a lot of points, and they have really good defenses. So I think this is going to be an excellent matchup. But with that being said, I think it's time that the Eagles run out of gas, basically. You know, they haven't been that consistent. They've had so much drama going on this year. Whereas the Rams, while they've had their inconsistencies as well, they're not a drama-fied football team. And I just kind of feel like they're going to go into Philly, and I think they're going to get the win. I just believe in them a little bit more than I do the Eagles. But to be quite honest, this is a coin toss game for me. But I'm going with the Rams. I'm a Cowboys fan, and fuck the Eagles anytime, any place, because real talk, who am I rooting for in this postseason? Anybody but the Eagles. That is literally who I am rooting for the Super Bowl. Anybody but the Eagles. So my Eagle hatred kind of comes out in this one, but also, like I said, this is a coin toss pick, so I'm going to lead towards the Rams in this one, and I've got the Rams moving on to the Super Bowl. So my Super Bowl 60 matchup is the Denver Broncos versus the Los Angeles Rams. And like I said about the Broncos, I do not trust this offense at all. Bo Nix is too loosey-goosey with the ball. He's not consistent. Whereas the Rams, I just think they're the better team. I think Matthew Stafford's going to put it together. You know, he's had an MVP year. He's really kept the interceptions at a bare minimum. He's been having a great year. Devontae Adams has fit right in. Puka Nacua having a fantastic year. Kyren Williams having a great year. Hell, even Blake Corum, the backup running back, is having a solid year, really starting to turn it on right now. And then the defense, it's young. They're young guns who are just going after the quarterback, but they're causing turnovers. And then, of course, you got McVay, the coach, who's got a Super Bowl. He's a really solid dude. And I just feel like the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. And I have the Los Angeles Rams as our Super Bowl 60 champion. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I kind of feel like this is the year where really anybody can win it. I feel like any team that has made the playoffs this year has a shot, because anything can happen. This season has been so weird. It's been such a crapshoot, and you just don't know what you're going to get from any team. Like I said, you can make an argument for and against every team in the playoffs right now, and it's going to be interesting. I feel like we're going to get some great matchups here, and like I said, I've got the Rams winning it all, but I would not be shocked if we see some random team like the Jaguars or the Bears or even the Texans win it all. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes up, but I've got the Los Angeles Rams as my Super Bowl 60 Super Bowl champions. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.